Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, praise the Lord, everyone, and thank you so much for joining on the line tonight. I'm so sorry for technical difficulties, but we are available. Apostle, do we have you on the line tonight?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay, praise the Lord. We're going to go with a word of prayer, and then from there we will open the line up to you.
Amen.
Father, we thank you right now, God. Thank you, God, for your glory. We thank you, God, for your power and in your anointing. Father God, we just thank you for doing what you are doing in our lives. Now, Father, we ask that you speak to us tonight. Speak with us, oh God, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, allowing revelation to hit our lives like never before. Father, we ask that you bless your teacher tonight, oh God, that you will use him for your glory, strengthen him, oh God, in his anointing, oh God, in his walk with you, oh God. Bless the host on tonight, oh God. Apostle Janet Curry, Father, we ask that you just bless her ministry, God. We speak, oh God, that you enlarge territories in the name of Jesus. We pray in the people of God. Say amen.
Apostle,
in your hand.
Amen. And like I say, praise the Lord, everybody that's on the line. It's an honor and a privilege. Truly, I honor the Lord who is my life on tonight. He's my life because he first chose me. And I thank God for choosing me one day. Praise God for Pastor Janet on tonight and her ministry and Blog Talk Radio and what God is doing to get the word out. That you have a right to be delivered. You have a right to be free. You have a right to be healed. To our bless God for the host on tonight. Thank God for him. We bless God for everyone in their respectable places on tonight. Tonight we're actually doing part two on a segment that we began on last week, I believe it was. Entitled Closing Demonic Backdoor Portals. And on tonight, we want to take it a little bit further, and we want to deal with a subtopic entitled Trapped by Your Mindset. Those of you that are just joining on tonight, I am Chief Apostle Dr. K.L. Williams. I am the presiding prelate and founder of RAD International Fellowship Worldwide Incorporated. I thank and praise God how he continuously just blesses the people, how he sets order in the house, and how he sets the captives free. But if you missed it on last week, it's okay. We're just going to do a short recap, and we're going to move forward because I believe on tonight that those of you that have been bound, those of you that have been oppressed, those of you that have been depressed, we're going to get to the root of the matter because the Lord declared that we should hear the whole conclusion of the matter. And a lot of times when we're dealing in healing and deliverance, we find ourselves only touching the surface of a thing. But on tonight, I want to teach us and give us some kingdom principles that will help us dig to the root of the matter, break and destroy and dismantle those demonic entities and portals, those realms and dimensions that have been plaguing us far too long. If you're out there on Blog Talk tonight, just tell yourself it's over. And not just by speaking it, that is not just going to magically appear, but you got to speak it and command it to be over. You know, I heard a phrase once that said that when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you'll do something. Well, I want to add to that. When we get tired of being tired, when we get to the point where our back is against the wall and we're between a rock and a rock, then we'll make a decision that is either do or die. But on tonight, I want to let you know you can live. You can look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Truly, I tell you, I'm just excited on what God is doing. I know it's the holiday seasons, and I know that many are doing their own thing on tonight, and they may be shopping or whatever the case is. That's all fine and dandy. I mean, it's a part of life. But somewhere in your life, you need to come to the conclusion that if God is not going to be first in your life, he will not be second. Oh, hallelujah on tonight. Oh, bless his name. Before we get started on tonight, Father, we bless you. We thank you, oh God, that how you are continuing to keep us, giving us strength, oh God. Lord, we pray on tonight, we decree and declare, God, that all hindrances, oh God, every manifestation of every demonic entity, warlock, witch, and thus forth, shall be dismantled and cast down to the abyss. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus on the line on tonight. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to send revelatory knowledge, oh God. Lord, that will bring deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we speak to the atmosphere on tonight. The atmosphere of change, oh God. Lord, we command the atmosphere to yield up, God. Deliverance, healing, oh God, and setting the captives free. Father, we have a right, O God, according to your word, to petition you, O God, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. Lord, we lift up thy name, for wonderful is thy name. O God, in this hour of the church, O God, in this hour of your people, O God, we're seeking for a word, O God, a word from you, Lord. Lord, not from a theology book, O God, not from ideologies, O God, and not from doctrine, but a true word. From the throne of grace, O God, on tonight, O God, as I decrease that you may increase, O God. I give you the glory, the honor, O God. Lord, we seal it in Jesus' name, and the people of God say amen and amen. Continuing on the series of closing demonic portals and realms and dimensions, a lot of times we will go years and we will not even understand what is really going on in our life. Yes, some things have happened in our lives, some bad things, some tragic things. But do understand that even in the midst of all that, there is a way out. Ah, my God, my God. We're going to deal with the subtopic on tonight, trapped by your mindset. You have your Bibles on tonight, and you know technology is just wonderful now. You don't even have to pull out a Bible, but I'm kind of old-fashioned. You know, I love to have my word with me. They got it to where you can get on your tablet, you can get on your phone, you get on your Kindle file, whatever, and go to the word of God. So there is no excuse on why we should not know the word of God. Because even though we're reading the word, and hear me very closely on tonight. Just reading the word is not enough. Because the Bible declares that the letter killeth, but it's the Spirit of God that maketh alive. And the word will come alive unto you on tonight. Those that have a pure heart and pure motive, the word of God will come alive on tonight. And it will bring forth a manifestation of God's glory like never before. My God, trapped by your mindset. If you have your Bibles on tonight, we're going to go to the book of St. John, the Gospel according to St. John, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 15th verse. And it reads as thus. Those out there in Blog Talk Land on tonight, I need your praying on tonight. Ah, because where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, there he would be in the midst, according to the word. The 5th verse, and is reading for your hearing. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in the Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. Now, we find here in that 5th verse that it said that there was a feast of the Jews. Now, originally, it was not called the Feast of the Jews. Down through the years and the space of time, as men begin to gravitate from the Word of God, then it was changed from the Feast of the Lord unto the Feast of the Jews. Because over this period of time, the dispensation of man has gotten outrageous. Man has gravitated away from God and formed their own opinions. But we find here that Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And it says that by the sheep gate, which was a pool, it was called in the Hebrew Bethesda because it had five porches. In this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, and paralyzed. How many know misery loves company, y'all? And we find here that this was not just one or two people, but this was a multitude of people. So it was a lot of people. And if you follow me on tonight, I'm going to bless you. And it went on to say they were waiting for the moving of the water. For verse there, for an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now, a certain man was there who had an infirmity. The Greek word or the Greek variation of infirmity is asthma. And he had this infirmity for 38 years. That's a long time, y'all, to be plagued with something. That's a long time, y'all, to be hurting. That's a long time to feel like nobody cares. That's a long time to be captivated and trapped in the mindset that your situation will not change. Sixth verse said, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said unto him, do you want to be made well? Many times when we are going through things in our lives, many times we find that the hurt, the pain is a little bit too much to bear. But the Bible say that Jesus saw him lying there. And he asked him a question, and I propose that question to you on tonight. Do you want to be made well? One translation. Another translation said, do you want to be made whole? The sick man answered him, saying, sir, I have no man to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. Now we find here that Jesus was not concerned so much as what had happened to the man. He was not so much concerned as to what the man was going through. All Jesus wanted to know, do you want to be made whole? And sometimes when we're going through the hurt, which is a portal, the pain, which is a dimension, and all of the heartaches, it opens up a door or a portal to demonic influences. But Jesus told the man, rise, take up your bed, and walk. In other words, pick up the very thing that held you bound for so long, which was a space of 38 years, and walk. So I say to you on tonight, the pain, the hurt, the abuse, the neglect, pick it up on tonight and begin to walk in the newness of your life. went on as we begin to think about trapped by your mindset. There must be a restoration of your mind on tonight, because if your mind is not reconditioned, you're going to find yourself gravitating to the very thing that hurt you and almost destroyed you. Well, when we look at the word mindset, mindset is the way you think, the functionality that promotes the way you act. I'm going to say it again. When we look at the word mindset, it is the way you think and the functionality that promotes the way you act. In other words, your behavior. The way you think, it causes you to act out, and it will be your behavior. But the Lord came to bring restoration on tonight. Restoration is not, hear me well now, restoration is not a rebuilding of the old or mortifying the new, but it is a stripping away of the old and producing value so that God can manifest your worth. I'm going to say it again for those that didn't hear it. Restoration is not a rebuilding of the old, because a lot of times we will go back and we'll try to cover up what we think people should not know about us, or modifying the new. But it is a stripping away, meaning it is a constant stripping away of the old and producing true value so that God can manifest your worth. Many times people and situations will cause us to devalue ourselves, and it will cause us to become worthless. Anything that doesn't have value, it becomes worthless. Hear me on tonight. Anything that doesn't have value, it will eventually become worthless, and it will be good for nothing but to be trodden under the feet of men. Too many times we continue to put on layers of man's doctrine, man's ideologies and religion, which traps your mindset in a place called limbo. Limbo is defined as that uncertain period of waiting and a resolution or state of neglect. If your mindset on tonight is stuck in limbo, you have just released an opening or a portal to demonic influence, because it is in these realms that demonic activity dwells. Jesus said, set your mind or your sight or your focal point on things above and not things on the earth, according to Colossians 3 and 2. Paul picked it up when he spoke to the Romans in 8 and 1 and said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in, catch that word now, in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When he said those that are in Christ Jesus, that is a realm of God's glory. Now, if you don't believe me, turn your Bible to Psalm 91 and 1. It decrees these words, he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So there is a place in God where you can find shelter. There is a place in God where you can find peace and joy everlasting. That's that place in God, that secret place of the Most High, where you are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty God. Talking about being trapped in your mindset on tonight. Romans 12 and 2 declare these words, and we should not be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Dealing with that word conformed, we should not be like the world. We should not adjust to the world system. We should not cause anybody that is influenced by us to be adapted to the world. We should not even be following behind the world and the course of this world. Why? I'm glad you asked the question. Because in doing so, you open a ram or a portal, which is a door of control to demonic and satanic control. I'm going to say it again. Why are you not supposed to follow the course of this world? Because in doing so, you open up a ram or a portal, which is a door of control to demonic and satanic control. It's time that we as people of God, as we are transitioning from being conformed to this world, we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. In renewing our mind on tonight, we got to reestablish our mind with kingdom principles. We begin to release the hurt, the pain, and the abuse to open up a whole new avenue of total deliverance. But there is a thing that you can be totally delivered from anything that has hurt you. Because the Bible declares, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The enemy done got smart on us, folks. Hear me what I'm telling you on tonight. Everywhere you turn, somebody is out to manipulate you. Everywhere you turn, somebody is out to get you. The enemy uses subliminal messages to trap us in our minds. A subliminal message is below the threshold or surface of your subconscious mind. And therefore, you'll never notice that you are being controlled. So what are you saying? It's an illusion. The enemy uses illusions to lure us in. My God, on tonight, God, good God of mine, the enemy uses illusions. And the people that are using these illusions, they are illusionists right in the house of God. Yes. In the house of God, you have illusionists, a person who performs tricks to deceive the natural eye. Too many illusionists, y'all, are in the house. They program your mind to believe. They program your mind to buy into and forget that you are more than a conqueror. Because when you listen to, when you open your ears, your eyes, or your heart to the things and these subliminal messages that are being preached in the house of God, you find yourself forgetting the very God that brought you out. You begin to forget the things that God has done for you. You ought to be like David. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But his praise can't be in your mouth if you're yielding your mind, your heart, your ears, and your eyes to these subliminal messages that are being printed, that are being preached, that are being put on disc to be nothing but a distraction to the house of God. Too many of us, the enemy has controlled us. Sometimes in your life, many of us have gone through some terrible hurts. We've gone through some terrible pains. But I want to let you know something on the night. Silence keeps the door open to the enemy. What are you saying, Doc? What I'm saying on tonight is that being quiet or being nonverbal about what happened to you is not going to make it go away. My God, covering it up don't make it go away. Covering it up don't do nothing but put layer on top of layer on top of layer. And the only thing it does at the end of the day, it prolongs your healing and robs you of your joy. I'm going to say it again. Being nonverbal will not make it go away. It prolongs your healing and robs you of your joy. It will not fix or heal the pain or the intensity of the hurt. Sometimes the abuse, it is so dreadful and traumatic to us that we feel like we have nothing to live for. And I'm not talking about those out there in the world. I'm talking about church folk. I'm talking about people that's preaching in the pulpit. I'm talking about people that sit on the trustee board. I'm talking about people that go out evangelizing. They have the spirit of, good God Almighty, they have the spirit of suicide all around them. Because the enemy will send these subliminal messages and make you think that you're worthless, that you have no value. But can I tell you something on the night? You are more than a conqueror, saith the Lord. He has given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. As these subliminal messages begin to lay dormant in your spirit, they begin to feed on your deliverance, causing you to become, watch this now, non-productive, and your healing eventually becomes non-existent. I'm going to say it again. These illusionists, as they give their subliminal messages that captivate your mind, as it lays dormant, it begins to feed on your deliverance. Why? Because it causes you to become non-productive, and eventually your healing will become non-existent. Point number one on tonight, church. When you vocalize a thing, you take back the power and the validity from your attacker. You say, Chief, who is my attacker? Your attacker is the pain. Your attacker is the hurt and the abuse, and sometimes the self-inflicted wounds. And what does it do? If we take the power from our attackers, if we take the validity and the credence out of what hurt us, it strips your mind of the capacity to become a victim. Many times we find ourselves being victimized. We find ourselves gravitating to the very one that hurt us. Yes, we said on last week, some of us have been through something at a young age, but you need to understand, if you did not deal with it, if it has gone all these years, it will eventually take root and it will control your life. Now, in the scripture, we talked about the man. The man was lame in an infirmity for 38 years. I can bear witness of that, y'all, because I was lame, or I was in another state of mind for 39 years, even though I was preaching the gospel, even though healing and deliverance was taking place, even though the glory of God was being revealed unto the people. But in my mind, I was being tormented. Why? Because I did not understand and I did not know how to deal with the pain of the past. And as I gave my testimony on last week, the pain of my past was the murder of my mother. And that's something that dealt with me instead of me dealing with it. No, I couldn't tell you what it feels like to be molested, because I never have been. I couldn't tell you how it feels like to be raped or mistreated or any of those such things. But I can tell you about pain and torment in your mind of waking up 3-4 o'clock in the morning covered in a subliminal message thinking that you're covered in blood. That's a mind trick of the enemy, y'all. And that's happening to some of our leaders. That is what has kept some of our leaders from moving forward. It is not your fault. You could not control what happened to you in your past. You can't help what happened to you even a few years ago. But I want to let you know something. You can be free. You can let it go. Well, Doc, how do you let it go? Because the pain is excruciating. How do you let it go? Because if they knew that this happened to me, they would walk away from the church. But understand, if they're holding on to the church and not holding on to God, they need to go away anyway. Because the church ain't never saved nobody, y'all. It's the word of God. And we need to understand that until we come subject to the word of God and allow the healing to begin. One thing I want to let you know something on tonight, You got to stop telling everybody your business. Everybody is not equipped to hear what you done been through. Everybody is not equipped, and everybody is not called to deal with what you have suffered in your past. So if you're going through something, pray and ask the Lord to send you somebody can give. To doctrine or religion. But there is no power in doctrine or religion. And I'm going to get some people mad on tonight, but you ain't getting mad at me. You better get mad at God because of these words that don't stand. We always talk about the anointing. And we talk about being anointed. We know that there are many variations of being anointed in the Word of God. One instance was when David anointed king. When we look at that word anointed, I gave you a revelation of that. He said when David was anointed king, David was given charge, and David was given a commission to go forth in what God had for him, which was purpose. Follow me now. And as David was anointed king, he could not just step into that, even though he was anointed. And even though we tell people that you've got to have the anointing. But let me show you something. That is true. God will anoint you for some things. But guess what? The devil will anoint you too. You didn't know that, did you? But the devil can anoint you too. Because he has a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. But dealing with the anointing. The anointing, folks, and I know I'm going to make somebody mad, but your anointing, or the anointing, I-N-G, never had any power. Hear me what I'm saying. The anointing is a functionality of the charge that God gave you. Now, if you want to know where the power at, the Bible says in Acts 1 and 8, after which the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive what? Power. That's where the power comes from, y'all. The power comes from the Holy Ghost. The anointing is the functionality of the charge. It gives you that kingdom wisdom and that kingdom principles to operate in the glory of God so that change can come. Because he said these things only come through what? Fasting and praying. But hear me what I'm saying. You got to know who you're serving. If you don't been in the church 20 years, there ain't been no change in your life, I would dare say you may want to talk to somebody. If you don't been in the same capacity that you were 10 years ago, and there has not been a change in your life, I would beg the devil to say you need to talk to somebody. Because there should be instantaneous change. But the manifestation of that change may take a little while. It's called growth, y'all. Many of us cannot grow into our healing because we have not been taught. We have not been taught and given the kingdom principles to come out of what we have been in. And many of us are still in it. But I want to let you know something. Time is winding up, y'all. We got people that are hurting daily. We got people that are on the verge of suicide. We got people that they don't even know how to love their companion because of what they've been through as a child. We got people that are afraid to even let somebody love them because of the hurt and the wounds that have been inflicted on them in their life. We got people in the church today that dare not, good God Almighty, that they dare not take on a companion because of the fact that if that companion knew that they had been raped and molested, that they wouldn't love them. But I want to let you know something. God don't care. what you done been through. God don't care what has happened to you, because he'll give you a love and a peace that will surpass all your understanding. For you used to hate, God will give you love. The love of God, it'll move your aches and pains. It will cause you to look in the mirror and see yourself like God sees you through his eyes. And flow up and down, seeking the love out there. Love is in the Word of God. The love of God. Good God Almighty. Many of us can't even love ourselves. Do something for me on tonight if you're out there. When you get off the line on tonight, I want you to go to the nearest mirror that you have in your house, your apartment, or wherever you're at. And I want you to look in that mirror. And everything that happened to you in your life, I don't care if it happened 10, 20, 40, 50 years ago, still in the back of your mind, you are not free from it. If you can't forgive the person that hurt you, you are not free. Forgiveness is power, y'all. Forgiveness is powerful. Forgiveness will cause you to love when you should be hating. Forgiveness takes the power away from your enemy and the infirmity that has held you bound all these years. Forgiveness don't care how long you've been hurt. Forgiveness don't care how many times you've been hurt. But forgiveness, the only thing it's worried about, great I am, and call him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You got to make a decision on tonight. Am I going to stay wounded? Because anything that stays wounded over a period of time, the wounds begin to get infected. And if that infection is not taken care of, it will lead to death. Many of us will die prematurely because we never got it right with God. Many of us, we will sit back and die before our time because we would not allow God to clean us up. Y'all need to stop preaching, telling folks, Lord, fill me up, fill me up. Oh, baby, y'all need God to empty you out because God will never put his spirit in an unclean place. I'm not saying it's all about you, but if you got hurt on the inside, ask God to move it. If you got pain on the inside, speak to that mountain and say, be thou removed, and it got to get up. You can't do it by yourself. Get with somebody. Get with somebody that knows how to pray. Get with somebody that knows how to shut their mouth up. Get with somebody that got the true spirit of the living God. I want to let you know something. Shouting ain't got no power. It's an outward expression of you and God meeting up. My God, my God. Yeah, I am a praiser, and I don't mind dancing before the Lord. But I want to let you know something tonight. I want the power of God in righteousness, because holiness is still right. So many times we fall prey to the entertainment of the church. The people come in the church broken. They leave worse. They come in the church hurt and bruised. They leave worse. Yeah, we shouted today and we had a good time. But who got delivered? Whose life was changed? Who came up and gave their life unto the Lord? Who learned about salvation, which is a power under God in power? Deliverance will come, y'all, if we align ourselves and stop trying to conform to religion. Religion was made as an organizational thing, but the Word of God brings freedom. Religion will hold you bound to the doctrine of man. Did not the Word say, the letter killeth? It kills, because that's what it's designed to do. But the Spirit of the Lord, it will give liberty and bring life. Jesus said, I come that thou may have life, and that more abundantly. Isn't it funny how more people can see what you are to become before you do? Isn't it funny how many people can see the giftings and the anointing in your life, or the charge and the call in your life before you do? But you know what, though? Stop being a puppet for people, y'all. Stop being a puppet. Some of us are afraid to go to God because we're afraid of what somebody else is going to say, because they remember when we used to do whatever. But understand, if they remember what you did, 9 times out of 10, they had to be out there with you to see what you did. So being is that we all sin to come short of the glory of God. We need to come boldly before the throne of grace. Some of us are going through, some of us are fighting for our very lives. I pray on tonight that somebody on this line will make a conscious decision and say, I'm not going back to the way it used to be. I'm going to get me some rest because I'm going to give it to God. I know that it's not rest at ease. It's not, because we got to get past the hurt. We got to get past the initial shock. I know pain is real, y'all. They told me in the Marine Corps, they said pain is weakness leaving the body. But I want to tell you something. Pain will cause you to do one or two things. Pain will cause you to keep having it and ignore it, or pain will cause you to step up and trust God. Pain is real, y'all. We're talking about being trapped by your mindset. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to recondition your mind, folks. There's no way you expect to get a different result doing the same thing. If you want something you never had, do something you never did. Stop putting your faith in the hands of man. The Bible said, trust not man, but rather trust God. You can't trust people, y'all. You better trust the God in them. And you know if they got the God in them or not. But one leader want to see their people fail. And everything calling themselves a leader ain't a leader, y'all. But I'm going to tell you, there are certain characteristics of a leader that show that he or she is a leader. And one of them is integrity. If you find some people that ain't got no integrity, you better get away from them quick. If you find some people that ain't got the content of that character is pure, you better get away from them quick. Why? Because you're going to get yourself caught up in something, y'all. It ain't about what church you go to or whose ministry you join, but it's about hearing the spirit of the living God, because he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto thee. You got to make a conscious decision that I will not be bound. I know it's customary during this time of year. Everybody want to make New Year's resolutions and declarations. But I want to tell you something today. Don't make a resolution, but just change and allow God to change you. Because if you lift him up, we'll watch God change things, y'all. The manifestation of his word is real. I'm able to love my family. Why? Because I allow God to love me. It was a joy of my life to see my children grow up and be grown, young men and a young woman. It made me feel happy, y'all. It gave me peace, because there was a time in my life I didn't even want to live. I wasn't fit to live and was scared to die. Why? Because I didn't want to go to God broken. But on tonight, even in your brokenness, y'all, God can still use you. You are somebody. It don't matter that your name ain't connected with the who's who. It ain't about name recognition. You may not be on Steve Harvey. You may not be on Ellen DeGeneres' show. But I promise you on tonight, as long as I can hear God say, well done, it don't matter what nobody say. Because at the end of the day, I've got to answer to God for me. The Bible declared that we should work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Y'all, this thing is real. We got to stop leading folks wrong. We need to go back, as the old folks said, to the old landmark. But we didn't care what they were going through. We just wanted to help them get delivered. And deliverance is a process, y'all. Instantaneous. The manifestation is a process. It takes time, but you got to be willing to make that change. It's time sometimes we fall short listening to what people have to say. Their opinion don't matter. As many grains of sand as out there on the beach, that's just how many opinions people have. Opinion, they never say nobody y'all. Never. But the Word of God has. I'm going to leave with this in my closing. When Jesus went up on Mount Transfiguration, the Bible declares he saw Moses and he saw Elijah. Sometimes when God gets ready to manifest your elevation, everybody won't be able to handle it, y'all. When God manifests the things in your life that were promised in purpose and destiny, everybody ain't going to be happy for you. So God gave me this illustration that when Jesus went up there and he saw Moses and Elijah, Moses was on the mount. Elijah was on the mount. Those were experienced mountain climbers. They had conquered different mountains in their life. So what I'm telling you is, you better stop hanging with people that the only thing they know how to do is hang in the valley. You better find some mountain climbers, y'all, that know how to get up there and maneuver to get on top. Because the higher you go, the denser the air gets, so everybody can't handle your elevation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you on tonight. We thank you for those, oh God, that have waited attentively, oh God. Lord, that have heard your word on tonight. Lord, I decree and declare on tonight if there are any one that are suffering on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Lord, we pray for that woman, oh God. Lord, that's running for her life, oh God. She don't know what tomorrow going to bring, God. But I dispatch angels that will heal and protect her, God. Lord, I dismantle the plans of the enemy against her, oh God. Lord, that you'll protect her children, oh God. Lord, I break the atmosphere, oh God. It's the wicked demonic force that will come up against the word of God. Lord, we cast down, oh God, the python and the leviathan spirit on tonight. We cast you back to the abyss from whence you came. Higher God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you have given us power and authority that we shall break and dismantle the plans of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall hurt us, oh God. Lord, we fall, oh God, and we cast out Abaddon right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cast down every imp, every warlock, every demonic entity off everyone that's on this line. Lord, we pray that even tonight, God, that someone has heard the report and will close the portals, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we break influence on tonight. Influence of the enemy, oh God, that will keep sending subliminal messages through the pulpit, oh God. You said in your word, oh God, that judgment would begin at your house, oh God. Lord, you said it's time to clean it up. Lord, you're sending judgment on the house, oh God. Lord, that your people may be saved, healed, and delivered. We pray on tonight, yes, tonight, oh God, that your word would flow like rivers of living water. Lord, we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless you on tonight, everyone under the sound of my voice. If you don't remember anything else I said on tonight, remember this. Though they slay you, yet will you trust them. Those are all appointed time I'm going to wait. Wait, change come. Back in the hands of our host on tonight. Praise the Lord.